Hey, Dave, Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve, man. What's going on?
Hey, that's exactly what I'm going to be saying tonight, too. You know, to everybody.
Oh, really?
The girls I meet. Oh, yeah, man. It's great. I do that all the time. I mean, I like, if I'm out on a Thursday or a Friday or a Saturday, I mean, one of my great openers is just, Happy Saturday to you. It's really what I use. So I'm just, tonight I'm going to say, Happy New Year's Eve. It's like a great reason to go over and talk to people. Right?
Wait,
cheers.
So,
you know?
Well, this is supposed to be like one of those whole pickup artist, you know, calls. So, you know, I'm sure I've got to think of like some like pickup artist, you know, like opener or routine to do.
Well, yeah, what I think we should do is come up with a 23-point story that leads them into a 9-hour rapport building thing, and then isolation, and then you have to be. I suggest you wear
the target.
Yeah. And then if you could, like, line your jacket with flashing lights, that would be great. Like, and hopefully, they, you know, if preferably, that would spell out your name when it flashes. So I think that would be cool.
Not your real name, though. It's another name.
No, your handle, whatever your handle is. You need a handle. I don't think you have one. I don't. No, you need one, buddy.
Yeah, what's I don't even know. What's yours, man? Brent? It's a great New Year's Eve, man. So it's a great night tonight. It's a great night tonight.
Oh, man, this is awesome. New Year's Eve is just great.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think it's the best night? I always think it's like one of the best nights of the year to, you know, to meet women.
Because people are letting off steam, you know. People are like reflecting on, you know, this year, 2008, like maybe things they accomplished, or even if they didn't accomplish them, they're letting off steam, they're having cocktails, they're, you're like, all bets are off tonight, you know, like people kind of like think you're going to judge them less than any other night. That's why they go so crazy. And a lot of them are looking forward to, like, you know, their plans for 2009. You know how everyone's like excited. I'm going to work out, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to get my shit together, I'm going to do all this stuff. So that puts everybody in even a better mood, and you know, women are more approachable people. I mean, guys are always worried about a reason to talk to people. They have a reason built in. There is no reason not to talk to people tonight.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year's Eve. What's going on? How are you guys doing? Listen, I'm taking reservations to, you know, make out at midnight. A pretty long list right now, but if you want to tell me something I never heard before, maybe I can move you to the top. But then if not, I'll be having an extra chance for women at the after champagne after party as a lovely consolation prize.
It's a tough life, man.
I don't know. That, I just thought of that like right now. So I don't know. I'll probably be saying stuff like that. So, yeah. I mean, don't you find that it's crazy like that when you go out?
I always find, yeah, you see me out, I'm pretty mellow when I'm out, and it just seems like there's more people out, and everybody's in a better mood, you know what I mean? Like, you know, maybe women that you might have thought were unapproachable, or maybe they are now, you know what I mean? Because everybody's out with their friends, they're socializing, everybody wants to have a good time tonight, probably more so than almost any night of the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think people are just super, super psyched to be out. And they're just, like you said, they're in a great mood. They're totally open.
Any memorable stories? Or?
Oh, man. We've had so many.
Anything come to mind?
I remember one time Rick H. and I were in Vegas, and we had made friends with one of the bartenders at this casino, as we always do. We make friends with all the people who work everywhere. And thank God we did, because we walked into this place and we had no idea what it would actually really be like, but it was like 5 or 6 deep at the bar, maybe even 7 or 8 deep, and you couldn't get a drink, and it took half an hour, and all these people were complaining. So I caught the eye of the bartender, and I walked up there, and he goes, "Hey, what's up? Come on up." And Rick and I go right up, and this place had pretty inexpensive drinks back in the day, you know, like $1, $2 drafts or something like that. So we get up there, and Rick says, "You know what we should do? We're not going to get back up, or we should buy a bunch of drinks." And I go, "Yeah, man, dude, buy like 40 drinks." So we buy like 40 draft beers. And I go, "Okay, you ready? And he goes, what are you going to do? And I go, we're going to sell these things. And so we just hold them up there and we go, beer's $5. And people go nuts. And they're just passing us fives and tens. And we're passing the beers back. We made like $300 just standing there.
Nice.
and then Rick went home with two girls right after that. So crazy. So, you know, nuts, crazy stuff. So over the years, we've been in a lot of the coolest places, experiencing, you know, the wildest, just the wildest parties, wildest ever parties. I mean, you certainly can figure out what is possible on a night like that. I mean, like I said, I mean, it's for anyone, I mean, of any night over the year, this is like an opportunity to witness some of the greatest things that have ever happened, you know, the people being
epic.
Like going over the edge.
Debauchery. This is epic debauchery tonight.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was in Las Vegas, and you know how they have cameras everywhere, right? And like I was up on the floor going to the room to have a cocktail, and two people were like laying in the middle of this guy and this girl were laying in the middle of the freaking hallway, naked, having sex on the floor, right by the elevator. I mean, it's crazy. No pressure, though, guys. No pressure.
You know what's really crazy? I've got a buddy of mine that the guy just got divorced, just totally, you know, like suddenly happened, you know, over the course of like 2 months. They just ended it real quick. And you know, this guy's like, you know, second life right now. He's got a second wind. I mean, this
mm-hmm.
guy's basically screwing anything that moves. I mean, it's hysterical. You know, I told him I'd give him like a 10-week cushion before I start, you know, like ragging on him if the girl's not pretty. But
yeah.
He met these two girls one night while we were out, and apparently they're into swingers and stuff.
Ooh.
And so they invite him to go to this place, one of these swingers clubs. He goes there. The shit that goes on with those places, the guy's like jaws on the floor. So he's trying to get me to go with him to New Year's Eve tonight over there.
Oh, dude.
He's like, dude, you gotta go. He's like, dude,
you gotta go. You gotta go. And you know what? A lot of those places, you know, you have to have like a female date with you, but tonight's easy. You could just grab some chicks off the street and go, hey, we're going to a great party. Let's go.
Yeah, this is what he said. You don't even need to. He said, you know, you have to pay a little bit more if you're a single guy, and there's certain nights where there's singles nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
And certain nights where there's only couples.
What
so
a great
really
idea. Spend your evening in a place that's already predisposed to debauchery.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, why not just go to the source?
Yeah, it's like normal. It's like going to 7-Eleven.
Oh, God. And see, that's like the next level, you know. I mean, everybody thinks, well, that's the next level. But even on that level, there's a next level. So, I mean, even those people who are already predisposed to do that, tonight will be even wilder for them. So if you go over there, dude, that's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. A little out of control.
Yeah. Well, I'm coaching tonight, so that'll be fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Going out with Mitch and a couple guys who flew in, and I'm taking them to this crazy party, and it's just going to be out of control completely.
So let's talk about this for a second. You know, for the guys listening in, you know, what kind of places would be the best kind of places for a single guy to hit up tonight? What would you say?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of places are obviously have pre-planned parties that, you know,
mm-hmm.
you pay and make a reservation and you either go for dinner or the party or both or whatever. I would say that if you want to go to something like that and you don't know where to go, I think that the easiest thing is to get on Google or Facebook or something like that and just type in New Year's Eve in your city, you know, and find out where all the parties are and take your pick and go to something cool and stay there and party. If not, I really have to tell you that anywhere tonight is good. So even if you don't know where to go or don't have any money or whatever, you could just go to a place where people congregate that's popular, whether it's a huge outdoor place or indoor place if it's cold where you live, where people will congregate and it's not going to be like $3,000 to get in. I mean, just people walking around. I mean, tonight it's like, you could be, you know, going to the store to get like a bottle of champagne at like, you know, 8 o'clock tonight, and there'll be people in there doing the same thing. Girls, you can just walk up, and go, hey, happy New Year's Eve. What are you guys up to? Blah blah blah. I mean, shit, anything's possible tonight. So, you know, we've just gone to street parties before where there was no cost, and we just walked down the street and started, you know, being like the New Year's mayor. Like, hey, what's up? Happy New Year's to you. What's up? You know, and just talking, and girls would come up and jump in your arms and kissing you, and it's crazy. So I would say anywhere is good. Anywhere people congregate, even if it's your local pub or bar, no matter where you live, there will be stuff going on. You know, so commit to something. I mean, obviously, if you live in a town where you can walk to places, that's fine too. But like by 9:30 or 10, you should commit to something till midnight, because, you know, obviously, that's one of the culminations of the evening is midnight. I mean, you can certainly work up to that, but.
So let's talk about midnight for a second, because I remember, Mr. Brent Smith, you had this newsletter. It was something about kissing a woman in 30 seconds or less. So, you know, okay, that's like New Year's Eve, midnight. That's like the big thing, right?
Yep.
You know, it's probably more so for women because, you know, that's why they're women.
Well, yeah, and I mean, on both sides, on both sexes, you know, they feel that pressure, and they also are open to it. Everybody's open to it with the right person. I mean, you know how we talk about always, you know, women kind of being ready to do anything as long as they meet the right guy on any night of the year. This would even be more so tonight. So they're ready to pretty much do anything. And, you know, I certainly got some emails about that saying, oh, dude, I don't think that's possible. I mean, I would have to see that to believe it. And, you know, you guys are crazy and my life sucks. Like, listen, the only reason I could do that is because I visualized it first. So, you know, here, that's a great tip, actually. One of the biggest things you can do, one of the biggest that will make the largest difference in your night tonight, and what we could call, like, if you want to name it, like a game changer, something that just changes everything about your evening, is to visualize doing that first,
right,
before you go out, right? So like right now, like today, seriously, I am thinking about tonight, thinking about coaching, and I'm thinking about, well, wow, you know, all the usual crazy stuff's going to happen to me that happens to me every time I go out, and especially on New Year's, and oh my God, tonight, you know, I'm going to be walking down the street and some girl's just going to like run down the street and jump into my arms and start making out with me, and she's going to say, give me your number, or I want to hang out with you later, and you know, I'm going to walk in and immediately I'll be going, hey, Happy New Year's to you. What's up? She goes, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be going, listen, if you want to make out with me, just, you know, come out and say it. Listen, I'm taking reservations right now. So, and frankly, I don't even know if you're good at it. So I don't even know, well, I want to accept that. We'll just be screwing around with girls and then we'll be making out with them in 30 seconds. So, but see, I don't just go out and do that. I think about it. I visualize it. I see myself.
See, that's the interesting part though. See how much detail you went into it? About, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm visualizing, you know, some chick coming up to me and, you know, like wanting my number, you know. It was like explicit detail. You basically just went through the whole interaction in your head.
Yeah. Break it down and be as specific as you want to be, because if you do that, the universe will rearrange itself to deliver that exact thing to you. So, you know, there are parts that I left out of that, but for guys listening, you could imagine your town, you're walking down the street, and you come across this group of girls, and one of the girls in that group is your type. Exactly. She has brown hair. She's got the perfect body you like. She's got the perfect way about her. She smells incredible the way you like them to smell. And just every detail that you can visualize about it, even smell it, feel it, feel what it would feel like to have her look over at you and smile and just go, hi. And you're like, whoa, that's the greatest thing ever, you know. And then she comes up and she's all over you and she's making out with you. And so, you see, if you do it on that level, that's what the universe will deliver to you. Like in my head right now, I'm going over scenarios that will happen tonight. I'm going over exactly the exact scenarios. I know where I'm going. I know what it's going to be like. And I know exactly what girls are going to say to me, what they're going to do, all of their actions, who it's going to be, what they're going to look like. I've already gone over it in my head. And, which is funny, because I'll tell my clients that when I meet with them tonight, which always blows them away. We'll have a little meeting before we go out, and I'll say to them, this is what's going to happen tonight. this is what's in store for you, and this is what's going to happen to me, and you're going to hear girls say this. And then it's just mind-blowing to them 3 hours later when some girl comes up and says the exact word that I just told them that she was going to say. And they're like, how do you do that? How's that possible? You know, she'll say something like totally random, like, you have the best energy. I just amazing to be around. And they'll go, holy crap, those are the exact words you used like 3 hours ago. I go, I know, and I've never met this girl before in my life. So, and the thing is that it will happen over and over again. So it's something anyone can do. I mean, I'm, there's nothing special about me except that I understand the power of having something really, that I visualize first.
I mean, you're really visual. I mean, like, for the guys listening, I mean, that's, you're really taking that to like the next level. And I think that little distinction right there is something that most guys don't even realize. I mean, when you were just saying it before, I didn't even realize, that you went into that much, detail about it.
Yeah, you need to challenge yourself to specificity, if that makes sense at all, to being very specific. Challenge yourself to be as specific as you can. Break it down to its simplest thing. If I told you, listen, what do you want to have happen tonight? And if you tell me, and you can make your vision clear to me, I guarantee it will happen tonight. What would you tell me? And I think that's what guys need to challenge themselves to.
Yeah. So what is it that you want to have happen tonight? Exactly. Describe that exact scenario.
Right.
I mean, in explicit detail, what's she going to say to you? What's she going to look like? What's she going to smell like? Every little detail is, that's really, really interesting.
Yeah. And what's even more powerful about that is that you can use all of your, what you think are problems or roadblocks or Brent, I can't because I don't have my own place. Use all of that as opportunities. See, I don't have problems anymore. I only have opportunities. Okay. That's how I go through my life. And that's how I go through the ups and downs of life, is that I only have opportunities. So take all of your issues you think are stopping you, like, I don't have a place to go. I can't host a champagne after party. Great. Then what you should be visualizing is that you meet some girls and they have a place, or they're staying in a hotel, or they take you to their place. Like, don't let anything stop you. You can visualize any way out of your situation that you want. It's up to you. Okay? Because I think that's another major thing, because guys will sit around and make excuses for, like, well, Brent, I live with my parents, or Brent, you don't understand, I'm shy. Listen. Just visualize not being that way. Visualize having whatever scenario. You see, you don't realize how powerful you are and how powerful visualizing is. You can make up whatever you want. There's no limit to it. And I think that's huge for guys too.
Yeah, and go back and listen to the scenario that you described. When you're listening to this, you have the benefit of going back. So, I would really go back and listen to that part again and just listen to the way that you described the whole scenario. It happens. So,
go ahead.
Oh, go for it, man.
Well, I have another thing I just wanted to mention, because I know guys will say, well, Brent, I'm not that confident and stuff. And I have a new thing that I'm doing now. I have a new thing that I'm telling my clients. And it's that lying is good. Okay? So lying to yourself is okay. And if you think that all this stuff you're visualizing isn't possible, you need to start lying to yourself and lie to yourself congruently. Okay? So you need to tell yourself that this is possible and this is your life. And you need to really convince yourself that all this is possible for you. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's just filling your head up with the right stuff. But it's
right. And
you know what it is? But Brent, it's that little distinction, though. The way that you went into that detail, that's what I think, is the big takeaway.
I don't care what your issues are. Like tonight when I meet with my clients, the part of the conversation I'm going to have with them is going to be, okay, lay out your issues. What are they socially? Like what's your disconnect? And then I'm going to reprogram them tonight to start thinking in a very confident way. And so my clients, when they walk around, they say stuff like to themselves, or they can say it to me, they'll go, look at all these girls in here looking at me. They all want to make out with me at midnight. It's crazy. I'm the shit, man. I am hot. Women dig me. They love me so much. So they're creating this whole thing in their head. Now, any of you can do that. Okay? Just keep telling yourself this, even if it's bullshit. And if you tell it to yourself enough, you will convince yourself. I mean, think about it, guys. You convinced yourself that you have all the problems you have right now. None of them are real. They're only real because you've been lying to yourself and pretending that you have them. So just do the opposite and pretend you don't have them. You know, pretend that your problems are problems that you have to turn women down. You know, your problems are much larger than that. They're like, oh, so many girls want to make out with me. It's crazy. In fact, I have a couple clients recently who, you know, we're like, guys are like 5'5", 5'6", and they're just normal looking guys, average looking guys. And, you know, women, they like talking to women, and women kind of find them fun to talk to, but nothing ever happens from there. And I said, that's because you don't view yourself as a sexy guy who women want. And they were like, well, how do I do that? And I go, say it. Say it. Okay? For the rest of the evening, I want you to walk around and just look at girls with a smirk on your face going, God, it must be tough for these girls. They're, you know, to figure out which one is going to be with me because they just all want me. I mean, look at them all staring at me. It's like crazy. I mean, they're undressing me with their eyes. It's like nuts. All of them want to come over and make out with me. I feel bad for the ones who are going to lose out. Who's going to be the lucky girl tonight? So you see what I'm doing? I mean, I'm like creating this whole thing. And if you create that in your head when you're out tonight, before you go out, while you're out, I mean, you can't lose because you really – you know, you obviously, you know, everyone's heard me say it, but you tell people how to react to you when they're in your presence. So when you walk into the room, people are like, oh, okay, so does this guy think he's a loser? Does he think he's that women reject him? Is he confident? Do women call him? Do women pursue him? Okay, I'm trying to get a fix on his energy. And then it happens. And they go, oh, okay, well, yeah, he doesn't do well with women. Or, man, I want to make out with that guy. That all comes from you. That all comes from your head.
Okay, so it's all about the energy, which we, you know, we,
right.
For any guy listening to this, we, we've been trying to drill
right.
this in your head, you know,
yeah.
consistently, you know, each and every podcast. So it's all about the energy, you know, come in with great energy, and, you know, obviously visualization beforehand. So when you're listening to this, hopefully you're listening to this before you go out tonight, and, you know, you put that to use, you know, describe the ideal exact scenario. Let's talk about the 30-second or less makeout. So does a guy wait till midnight, or does he do this before, or what's the deal, yo?
You can do it as soon as you walk outside of your house. So
okay.
Tonight, like when I meet my clients at like 6 o'clock, 6:30, mm-hmm. something like that, we're going to be hanging at this place that's having a party later. We're going to have some hors d'oeuvres, and so I will just start right in. I mean, we'll have a little chat, and then we'll be talking to girls. Hey, so what's on the agenda for later? What are you guys up to? Listen, and then I'll just start, like, saying, listen, you want to make out with me, just come out and say it. It's okay. It's New Year's Eve. You can do anything you want. No one's going to hold it. You know, no one's going to judge you tonight. Do whatever. Listen. But if you want to, just come out and say it, because you never know. I might be interested as well. And you might lose your chance, because I'm going to be pretty busy later. So I will be doing stuff like that. I will also be just, you know, walking up to girls and talking to them and saying, you know, talking crap. Just go, hey, what's up? How are you doing? And then I'll just kind of get closer and I'll go, listen, I can tell that you want to practice for later, for midnight. And I frankly don't care who you make out with at midnight, but don't you think you should practice? You know, I'll be doing stuff like that. And it'll just be like.
That's classic, man. That right there.
And,
that's it right there.
So,
like,
you have to,
for the guy that's, you know, trying this, going to try this out tonight for the first time, after he's saying something like this, what should he normally expect? You know,
usually, well, you can expect two things. Sometimes they'll just start kissing you, start making out with you, and other times they'll, you know, what guys are scared of is the no. See, the guys are scared of the after effect of that.
Yeah,
comment.
Like what is she going to say next?
Right.
Like, how bad is it going to
okay.
be?
So here's what you say next. And so, because I want you guys to feel totally confident, because if you don't say it confident, they will 99.9% reject you or put you in a situation where you feel like an idiot. So you've got to say it. And I think knowing what to say next is your big issue. So if she says, oh, what are you talking about? Go, look, You're the one who mentioned it. You're the one who brought it up. You keep talking about making out with me. I'm just trying to have a cocktail here and talk to my friends. So as you see, it's constantly about how she wants to make out with you. So
right.
I just completely turn it. Now, if it gets to a point where she says, listen, I told you I didn't want to make out with you. I go, you know what? I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you. But you do want to make out with me, right? I mean, I'll just keep going like that a little bit. I mean, I I know the subtleties and finesse of it, and I'm not going to put myself in a bad situation where she's angry at me or whatever. But I might end it like that, or I might just say, you know, I'm just messing with you. But what I'll do when I say I'm just messing with you is here's another thing I do that most guys don't do, is then I change the subject immediately. Like, I don't keep hitting that same thing. I will say, so really, where are you guys up to? What are you guys up to tonight? Yeah, cool. Or I'll just turn and talk to Mitch. I'll go, start talking to Mitch and ignore the girl.
Stand there
and
linger.
Right, I don't linger trying to make it happen. I just, you know.
Weird at that point, you know.
I'm cool, sexy, excellent, friendly, you know, conveying good energy. And then I either change the subject quickly or I turn and talk to Mitch or whatever. So I'm really good at redirecting and really good at changing the subject. You know, enough about me, you know, let's talk about you. What do you think about me? But you know what I mean? It's like just, you know, redirecting, changing the subject so they know that, okay, he's just kidding. He really doesn't care that much about it. So in fact, I mean, I've had girls, like when I said, I'm just messing with you, then they make out with me, like, you know, whatever. Or, you know, and I just bring up what I want to happen. You know, I will say, no matter what they say to me, I can redirect it. And I have selective hearing. Especially tonight, I'm going to have selective hearing. So I only hear what I want to hear. I only hear what I expect to hear, which is, you know, anything they say to me is that they want to make out with me. They want to get with me later. They want to proposition me. They want to sleep with me later. I mean, that's all I'm going to hear tonight. I don't hear anything else tonight, you know.
Why should you?
Why should I? It's New Year's Eve. I mean, listen, I know why they're out. I know what they've shown up ready to do. So let's take out the middleman. Let's not beat around the proverbial bush. Let's just get to it, okay? You know, we're both adults here. We're both consenting adults. Let's just get to it. Listen, I'm not going to hold, you know.
So look, shit. I mean, okay. So we've given some great opening tips on how to, you know, start conversations tonight.
Yeah.
Which were great. We talked about beforehand, you know, setting yourself up so that you have a great evening. You know, with visualizing and what have you. And we talked about the energy, why it's really important, and how women are going to kind of look at you or screen you,
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of like by your energy, which is kind of interesting. And then we talked about how to get a girl to make out with you in 30 seconds or less. And then we talked about what to do, you know, after you know, depending on what happens. You know what I mean? Pretty much what to do next, you know, your little backup move. And I think
right.
that's a great
and
evening, man. I think if you go right. out and do these things, I mean, there are really only four different things. You know, they're really simple. But if you go out and just do these things tonight over the next few hours, I think you'll have a great evening.
Yeah, just get yourself psyched up for it. I mean, it is going to
I think if nothing else, though, you know, Brent, I think it, just trying that out for the first time, the whole, like, you know, I know you want to make out with me, blah, 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 blah. I think that's fun. You know what I mean? Like, even if you completely bomb, like, you know, like nothing great happens. I mean, I just think it'd be hysterical just to try that out. I mean, it sounds like you'd have a fun night.
How would you rather bomb if you were going to bomb? Think about it this way. The way you normally do it and feel like an idiot, or at least this way? So, I mean, I think that, you know, if you're going to go down a ball of flames. I mean, seriously.
I mean, get style points for it. You know, at least have fun. I mean, if nothing else, I would have said, you know what, even if I did that, I'd have a fun night, even if nothing happened, just because I was, like, you know, being, like, I wouldn't even say obnoxious, but it'd be, like, obnoxiously funny.
Yeah, and be ready for girls to say yes. That's another thing, you know. I have clients who go out and try this, and they're like, I just simply said to her, listen, let's just, you know, I know we're making out and stuff, you know, listen, if you want to have sex with me, just come out. She goes, I do, right now. He goes, really? Yeah, let's go to my place. I mean, you've got to be ready for her to say yes. You've got to be ready for things to work. See, you're always ready for things not to work, guys. So be ready and expect them to work. Expect success. Expect, you know, the right thing to happen. And she'll know that when you go in with that attitude, too, and more things will happen to you.
Nice.
So pretty exciting, man. I'm super psyched about tonight. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, tell me about it, man. I'm looking forward.
Yeah, isn't it going to be great? We'll have to, like, you and I'll have to do the download tomorrow to each other, like, what happened when we wake up tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening from our night tonight.
Yeah.
Champagne party might go till like, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, I have a feeling.
That's scary.
Yeah, scary. Big night. Big night.
All right, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
You know, thanks for a great year. And all the guys listening to the call, man, we appreciate everything, and we appreciate all the support. And we hope you have a great new year with all this great information.
Yeah, have a great great night out, and you know, we'll talk to you in the new year.
All right, man.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Take it easy. Talk to you later.